This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake your asses up! Opening day is finally here! Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. In the passenger seat is Fleegs. What's up, Fleegs? But in the main seat is Nico. And you want to say your last name? Because I suck at last names. You want to say it?
Scarlatis.
Scarlatis. What is that? Italian, Irish, German?
Greek.
Well, I fail. 0 for 3. Boom. That sucked. Right out the gates, we sucked. He's got an Islander jersey on. So opening day is finally here. Finally here. And I'll talk about the Giants quarterback situation as well. That's out there. LeBron on McAfee and Stephen A. Smith's ready to throw hands. Yeah, have you seen the workout video with him? Yeah, sure, he's ready to throw hands. My grandmother could throw better hands than Stephen A. Smith. But before I get started on the Mets and Yankees seasons, I have a quick message to the media because this was bothering me all week. And it's been bothering me all offseason. What date did Juan Soto sign with the Mets? What date was that? It was in December, correct? Signed with the Mets in December. Was Juan Soto a lifelong Yankee? Did he come from the minor league system? Was he homegrown? You know, did he establish himself in the major leagues as a Yankee? No, he did not. Right? Why is the media still asking Juan Soto about the Yankees? Why? It's over. It's been over. Done. He's a Met. He's a Met for the next 5 to 15 years, depending on how things work out. So I believe that is lazy, clickbait reporting, because you got nothing else to put out. So enough with the questions to Juan Soto about the Yankees. It's over and done with. And I'm not going to get into the whole big brother, little brother. I don't give a rat's ass about that stuff. I just care about winning. During free agency, it's on. Let's have a Royal Rumble for whoever it is. We're going to be after the same players. The Mets got Juan Soto from the Yankees. And that's that. When the season starts, good luck to the Yankees. Good luck to the Mets. When we play each other, we'll go at it as fan bases. That's what happens. When those games are over, I don't give a rat's ass. I don't. Playoffs come. Hopefully we meet in a World Series. I've said it numerous times. I hope the next 10 World Series is a Subway Series. And for any Met fan that's scared of that, shame on you. And for any Yankee fan that's scared of that, shame on you. That's what you want. So that way, when you talk your junk and you talk your smack, you have that behind you. Well, we beat you in the World Series. Like, 2000's 2000. It's over and done with. The Yankees were the heavy favorites in that World Series. Mets didn't have a chance. Maybe if Timo Perez ran around the bases, they had a chance, but that didn't happen. Yankees kicked the Mets' asses in that Subway Series. It is what it is. This is a new generation, new ownership. And we're here. Opening day is here. Now, I know the Yankees start first. 3 o'clock start, 3:05 start versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Carlos Rodon versus Freddie Peralta. And I think Carlos Rodon is the most important piece on a Yankee team, especially in the rotation. You're paying him to be an ace. That's got ace money, correct? 6 years, 162, correct? Something like that. For the most part, as a Yankee, he stunk. And that's why I call him Carlos Rodon. Because in a big spot, he don't get it done. You know, in that playoff game, in that first inning, you would have thought it was, he pitched seven strong, that smile he had in his face, he was nodding his head up and down, and after that first inning, what happened? What happened? Like a cheap escort, he gave it up. That was that. Carlos Rodon is the biggest piece for this Yankee team. Especially with Gerrit Cole out for the season. Done. Luis Hiano will be back. Clark Schmidt will be back. I mean, the injury bug for all these baseball teams has been sickening. Even for the Mets, it's just disgusting. Injury after injury after injury after injury. Enough. That's why I said opening day is finally here because I've had it. After one game, one inning, I'm done. I'm done with it. As a kid, I could sit through all the spring training games. It was exciting. I get to be away from your parents in the room watching the games. Good. See you, Mom. Leave me alone. But not as an adult. I'm over it. I'm over it. Now, what are the expectations for the Yankees? When everyone was healthy, World Series to me, AL, they should run through the AL. But now, I'm having second thoughts. Because losing Gerrit Cole is a big deal. It is a big deal. It's an even bigger deal when you lose Luis Gil till July, if that. We'll see what happens with Clark Schmidt. Max Fried is not good in the playoffs. You got to get there first. Good thing they didn't trade Marcus Stroman. I like their bullpen. I looked at all the rosters, you know, in the AL East. I love the Red Sox. I don't love their bullpen. I don't love their bullpen. But if they're starting rotation and they're missing guys too out the gate, Giolito is stealing money like Anthony Rendon, and you got Bello as well. He's out to start the season. You got Garrett Crochet and Walker Buehler. If those two guys can stay healthy, and that's for any team. But they have an advantage. Their guys are not out for the season. As Gerrit Cole's out for the season. Luis Gil's out till July. If that, I love the Red Sox offense as well. And they have been mashing spring training. They have been mashing. I know their over-under number is 86.5. I know, Fleegs, I heard you before I came in. You had it was 84.5. You got it at. Good for you. That was a good number. I'll get into those later. But if the Red Sox bullpen, and the Yankees have a better bullpen, I'm not even thinking about the Orioles. I'm not. Their starting rotation to me is trash. A lot of question marks with their rotation. And the Blue Jays, they have a really good offense. We'll see what their rotation does. But for me, I'm picking the Red Sox to win the division. If the Yankees didn't lose Gerrit Cole for the season, if Luis Gil wasn't out until July, I would pick the Yankees. But I've changed my mind. Before the season, I had a Subway Series, Mets, Yankees, maybe Homer stuff, blah, 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 whatever, New York bias, kiss my ass. That's what I thought. That's what I saw. But I love the Red Sox offense. I think the Red Sox are similar to the Mets when it comes to the offense. Their offense is going to kill it. I'll get to the Mets in a second. And when Francisco Alvarez comes back for the Mets, that's just going to, you know, make the lineup even longer. But I love the Red Sox. I love Alex Cora as a manager. I thought if the Red Sox were dumb enough to let him go, I thought he'd be the perfect guy for the Yankees if you don't believe in Aaron Boone. It's a big year for Aaron Boone as well. But to me, losing Gerrit Cole for the season and Luis Gil to July, if that again, I think those are major, major blows to the team. Now you look at the offense. Juan Soto's not there. For any Yankee fan saying it's not a big deal, get off the stuff. That is a huge deal. Why is it a huge deal? That man, along with another man who's out for a while, who might be done for the season, Giancarlo Stanton, carried your asses to the World Series. Big hit after big hit after big hit. While your MVP reminds me of Dak Prescott. Great in a regular season. The playoffs come. Needs cough drops because he's choking. Yankee fans don't want to hear that. Well, it's the truth. The numbers speak for themselves. When he's not hitting, he's dropping fly balls in center field. Great regular season player. He's going to put up his numbers. Playoffs come. Chokity choke choke. The regular season doesn't matter what Aaron Judge does. He's going to be judged by the playoffs now. No pun intended. He's got to get it done. He doesn't have Juan Soto to lean on to bail him out. He's not going to have Giancarlo Stanton to bail him out. He's getting 16 shots in each elbow. Cody Bellinger, as far as the everyday lineup, is a huge piece. He's the most important offensive everyday player. Because if he stinks, the Yankee number, what is it at? Was it 88 and a half, I think it was? I think it's right on the number. I don't have an under and over for it. I'll make a decision before the show is over. You can dial in at 888-808-1019. I don't have a decision when it comes to the Yankees yet. Before all the injuries, I had them at the over. And I had them going to the World Series and just going right through the American League. But anybody saying, oh, losing Gerrit Cole's not a big deal, it's a big deal. I don't care what his record was, what their record was when he was there last year, when he came back in June. That is a big deal knowing that your ace is there, you can lean on him to bail you out of situations. Max Fried's first year in New York. How many guys have come to New York in their first year and have struggled? Yankees alone. Tino Martinez, Mark Teixeira, I know it's back in the day, but those are big pieces that have come to New York and struggled. Struggled. The only guy that I can think of recently that came to New York and right out the gates, boom, was Juan Soto. He's not there to lean on anymore. He's not. I know Yankee fans, again, don't want to hear it. The media wants you to think that Juan Soto misses the Yankees. Don't believe any of that. Don't believe any of that. I like the Red Sox. I don't care too much for the Orioles. I know they have minor league pieces they can move to upgrade. I mean, didn't they trade like 8 pieces for Trevor Rogers? How'd that work out? But they have pieces. So do the Red Sox. So do the Red Sox. One of them is at second base. The kid that they brought up, Campbell, he's going to be the second baseman. The Red Sox offense is going to be tremendous. Their bullpen with Liam Hendricks and Aroldis Chapman, hold on to your seats. That could get dicey. Because their bullpen situation is, it's not the greatest. They're going to put up runs. It's going to be like MLB The Show. They're going to put up numbers. And I think their starting rotation fully healthy is going to be a pain in the ass to deal with. Now, for content's sake, the station and the area and the fans, I hope the Yankees have a kick-ass season. I really do. Because if one team around here stinks, it's not good. If both teams stink, forget it. Just look at the football seasons for the last decade for the most part. Sleep time. I want the Yankees. I know some of you people out there think I don't. I do. I do want the Yankees to have a good season. And I want the Subway Series Mets-Yankees. I do want it. I want to feel that buzz that both teams are in it and both teams have a legit shot to win. It's not heavy one side or the other. The one thing I will say, this is when the Mets come into it. I know we got to go to break soon. Is the opening day ticket prices. I was stunned when I checked. First of all, the Met opening day price at one point, a week ago, I think it was $180 to get in the building. It's dropped. It's dropped. But to get in the building, last I checked, for the Yankees, opening day, $305. I know a lot of people take off, so don't give me this, well, it's the middle of the week, or the end. Don't give me this. You know months in advance when the game is. Stop it. The Yankee opening day price, and I would love to know if this is the lowest it's ever been in the last decade, to get in the building is $76. Opening day. $76. Maybe it's the Brewers. Who knows? But $76, $305 start time, Yankee Stadium. Right now, the Citi Field price, Mets, Blue Jays, $113. $113. And that tells me all I need to know when it comes to both fan bases. One fan base is not as pumped up as the other. One fan base is not as excited as the other. And it's, I don't mean, it's not no shots or anything. I'm going by the prices. And you listen to some of the phone calls that have come into the station, some of the phone calls I've gotten, other hosts have gotten. A lot of Yankee fans don't believe in this team because of the injuries. And rightfully, I understand that. But let the season start before you panic. Let's see how the first month goes. Learn from the Mets of last year. Yes, Yankee fans, learn from the Mets of last year. April and May, the Mets stunk. They were an embarrassment. It was a joke, a disgrace. Boring baseball. Turned the game off in the fourth inning. That's what it was. It was horrible baseball. And then magic happened. J.D. Martinez got it going. Iglesias joined the team. They took off. And they were the best team in baseball record-wise for most of the season after that. For the Yankees, I know you're dealing with injuries. But to the Yankee fans, let it play out. And then it's up to Brian Cashman to make a move. If it's not working out. Now, again, I don't believe in this Oriole team. They do have pieces to move, to upgrade, which I think they will do. The Red Sox have plenty of pieces in the farm system to move, to make a move, which I think they will do at before the deadline, if they have to, at the deadline. The Yankees, they've lost a lot of pieces. They have. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But it's opening day. Everybody's optimistic. It's 0-0. Everybody's got the same record. Well, excuse me. The Dodgers and the Cubs have different records. They have played. My bad on that one. Enjoy opening day. Let's see how it goes. Let's not go crazy. The phone call is going to be crazy, though, if the Yankees, Rodon gets stomped out in the Bronx. Those phone calls would be interesting.